program for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Tori and Allison both here tonight from the Donnas. We're going to have Brett and Maya come in here. And what am I doing?
Did I screw up?
Maya?
It's Maya.
Maya. Oh,
Maya.
No,
I was just laughing at the applause.
Yes.
Sorry.
We get
it
applause.
Sounds more
Yay.
Like one of those rainmaker things.
Shh. Engineer Chris is in full effect tonight, by the way. First off, he reeks of Lavoris and electric shave.
Wow.
So he's really slapped on the cologne.
It's brill cream.
You had to know this is
he's
coming
He's bright back. Red now, too.
Huh? He's cute.
I've never seen him more excited.
He's cute.
I'm not kidding. Thanks, Adam.
No, we never. The guy usually just smells like whatever the inside of his car smells like,
I
right?
I smell
when
it
he
actually.
Comes
it's
in
wafting
here.
Over.
It's
right,
nice.
Right when you started singing, I started.
No, he's so embarrassed. It's okay.
It's a class move. There's no doubt.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate when people try to smell nice around us.
Huh?
Oh, some people don't, and it's
Chris is a
harsh.
Huge fan. Huge.
Is it true?
Huge Donna's fan.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
He has not got excited about anybody coming in. In fact, I love you guys.
Oh, that's so awesome. Thank you. Yeah.
No, he really doesn't. We've been here for years, not put on one drop of anything that smells good. Has he? Yeah. I think he's been spreading sulfur and
fecal
matter.
Dude, I took a shower today, man.
Took a shower.
We're very thankful. Ooh. We're very thankful.
Well, you know, it's some 41 in here. You don't have to shower for. They're in here last night.
Oh, but I don't
Donna's,
they care.
The Donna's, you take a shower, and not only take a quick shower, you don't take a rinse off, I'm late for work shower, you take that I may get laid shower.
Not that they may.
That's the guy's head.
See? Right.
Guys have two showers.
Too bad our fans don't think like that.
The male fans.
True.
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to be hardcore.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to be more
punk.
Rock and roll.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Right.
Right. Part of sort
playing
of having
you guys
get.
Make them sweat.
It's true.
Yeah. The Don has got themselves a CD out. We're going to hear a couple of songs off it called Gold Medal. And it is out as we speak, of course. Also, you guys are going to Europe. When?
Well, actually, in January, we're going to Japan and Australia.
Ooh. Wow.
And then we go to Europe.
Oh, wow.
So, and Europe after that.
Yeah.
No, it's...
Yeah. And I imagine you've been there a number of times.
We have.
Yes? Is it cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have time to see stuff? And
well, this time in Australia, we have
true.
A lot more. It's this thing called Big Day Out. It's a big tour they do every year. And it has a lot of days off because the distances are so far to drive.
What country or what land is into the girl band phenom the most? Is it Japan or is it Europe? Is
it's
it the
more
United
about,
States?
It's more about finding the place. It's not that they're into girl bands, but they just have to be more accepting.
Right.
Yeah, and think of you more as just a band. And Australia is really good.
They love rock and roll. There,
yeah.
So
they do.
And they like
helpful.
Our kind of music, and they don't seem to mind as much. They don't bring as much attention to the fact that we're females.
Right. I know that it was sort of, you know, mildly condescending.
No, not at all.
So
that's
much window dressing. But I just mean...
That's the world we live in.
I would think, it's like, true. Australia, I would think of them as being a more chauvinistic
You would,
land.
But they're actually really...
They're friendly. I mean, they're rowdy.
They're rowdy,
but they're not as offensive, and they are definitely not as sexist, at least not to our faces, as some other.
Right.
Oh, really?
They just want
like
a party.
Germany, there are a lot of dudes that you can tell are just there.
Yeah,
Adam's not done with Germany.
Yeah.
a lot of frank comments.
Yeah, a lot of guys with the crazy frames on their glasses and funky sandals,
black body
sitting
suits.
There and judging.
Yeah.
Wanting underwear
clefts in their
or
chins.
Something.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
okay.
No, I'm not done with those people. Oh, I got a plan for those people.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't talk about it, but we're not done.
No.
You think we're done? We're not
you're
done
not,
with them. I'm
not
done.
Never done.
Not done. And all right, so, and you know, here's the thing about Australia. My take on Australia is like, you'd want to party with an Australian guy for a couple of weeks, but you don't want to marry him.
No? I don't know.
No, I
won't live to 40. He'd be killed by an alligator, die of alcoholism.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Both.
Right. Rattlesnake.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's the thing. The alligator eats him and dies of alcohol.
Oh, there you go. That's,
so much alcohol.
There's a state of that in Australia, I'm telling you.
It's true. They do go crazy.
You want to marry an Australian? they're
nuts. Tori does, I think.
Well, there are some really cute guys
down
there.
They're cute.
I don't
That's
know.
Why you got to party with
okay,
them.
Okay, and then you got to go home.
You they're ring nuts. Them, ring them like a bar rag and then cast them aside.
Okay, well, and then serve everybody else in the crew with all the alcohol you get.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying have a good time, have your kicks,
right.
You know, and then it's time to move on.
Okay.
Marry a nice guy from, like, Ohio.
Ohio? Is that the state?
That was a good
state.
That
you to go to there.
Settle
that's
in.
True.
Settle
you weren't looking there.
I know.
That's a long haul guy, Ohio.
But that's okay. Not punk or rock and roll. What are you talking about getting married?
How
dare you?
That was Adam.
I'm just learning from Adam right now.
That's right.
I'm just letting him, you know, give the
Or actually, Chris, where are you from? There's a place you should settle down.
Yeah, I'm from Hawaii.
Hiowa.
Wait, I'm from Hawaii. That's what you said.
That's right. It's an island.
I'm turning my mic off.
Yes. Yeah, there's an island in the Pacific where they grow corn, and they have a great basketball.
Well, we love corn.
Yeah. Well, look, so. I'm just saying, are any of the Donnas married? Is anyone getting married?
No, but I was married.
Oh, you were?
No joke, yeah.
I'm
divorced, yes.
Yeah. You've been in the Donnas for like 10 years, right?
Yeah.
So you're probably 24. Married in the Donnas.
25, and I was married. Yes, I was married when I was about 21.
Mm. Yeah, it just is.
And we broke up
about
work, a year.
The rock and roll
ago.
Thing.
He got to travel with us actually.
He did.
He worked with us,
the
but
rest
it was
of the band
more.
Hated
it just
that.
Was, we were more. No. I just felt that we were more like friends, and
didn't work.
Yeah, right.
Some things but just don't say, work out.
Her number went up.
Your number went up. Mm. That's what it is.
No, everybody, you know, everybody always says, oh, don't get married young, blah, blah, blah. But it was more like, you know, we've met that's a lot it. Of guys that you would not want to marry and he can't trust.
From Australia.
And he was someone that I could trust. So that's kind of the reason behind it. It
was he like a tech guy?
Yeah, well,
guy?
He was originally sort of a sound guy for us. Mm. But
you're looking for refuge. You're just sort of looking for a...
I just like
that. That can be attractive.
But we were more like best friends.
Security.
Right. We're still friends, but to me, I guess that's not something you're married for.
Right.
Right.
It took
right.
a while to figure that out, but it's right. not that bad. But yes, it's not very rock and roll. A lot of people are not into it. A lot
you
of
gotta,
people weren't
you,
very
you gotta
supportive
have,
of it.
You got to have passion.
Mm-hmm.
Drew over here,
right.
passionate man.
I know
exquisitely
that.
Exquisitely passionate.
You know that.
Yes. I mean, I
Well, for listening to the show, yes, he's very passionate. I could tell.
Yes.
You can see
about
that, right?
Some things, yes.
Yes. Oh, about health and
no.
Getting people aware
no,
of things.
I'm talking.
That's what we're talking
no,
about.
Right. I mean, I've heard the show. Come on.
No, he's passionate about passion.
Okay. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, we are too. Our whole band, we're actually really,
really
pretty
passionate.
Hopeless. Passionate, romantic
women.
Type
women, and you guys will get more passionate as the
as we get older.
Ooh, your testosterone levels go up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, you'll never match Drew's passion.
Never.
You can take all the Donnas,
think
put them in a Cuisinart,
though. Maybe get
no. It would never add up to one eyedropper. What you
oh,
got
gosh.
In you, Drew?
That's a shame.
He's that passionate.
That's nice.
That's awesome.
That's something that girls look for.
They do.
Yes.
And then once
the rare
they find
quality.
It, they're sorry.
Yeah. It's true. There's a fine line between
you get hit with a tidal wave of passion.
It's really sad. I do feel bad for men in that way. But
yeah,
right.
You can be you
preoccupied.
Can, it's very well that it's either like they're really, really, really touchy feely, and it drives you crazy and it makes you sick.
Right.
Or they're just not enough, and they don't do it. You know?
Yeah, it's hard
yeah.
to find.
It's hard
that.
To find
no between.
They have to read minds and know what you
oh,
want
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the guys that do that are only pretending they
it's
do that.
True.
Right. Right.
All right.
That's,
well,
those guys we don't trust.
Let's bring up the mistress angle here, which
what?
Is well, true. We've talked about this like, throughout history. All the greats have had a mistress. All the males.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? And we've talked about it candidly before. Yes. Even a passionate man has candid thoughts. And you were saying that some of these relationships went on as long as they did historically because the guys got a little, they had a mistress. They
well,
kept
they,
a mistress.
They tend to separate wife from lover. Those are two different roles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm just saying most marriages, it seems like, break up in, you know, year number four. That balance is tough to find. Mm-hmm. But you got the mistress, you can dial in the balance. Oh, I see.
You're making a case. Lynette, you listening? Adam's wife, Lynette, you listening? I'm just building a case.
I'm just saying, if you have a mistress, you know.
Save the marriage.
Do you think they would go on longer? And here's the other thing,
I don't at all.
But what about this one? What about this one, Weisenheimer? What about, you know what happens to powerful men? Powerful men get in a relationship, the testosterone gets flowing. All of a sudden, women are talking to them. They think they can do better.
Right.
They break up very quickly.
That's why hunky male.
It's easy. I mean, look, here's the reality.
Girls really love to steal men away from a happy relationship. Women love to do that. Not all women.
Why? And it's not.
There are women out there that really find it exciting to try and get a guy, even if it's just for like one night, to get his attention.
But you don't need any incentive to get Brad Pitt. He's rich. He's great looking. you know what I mean? It's like you're not doing it to screw over Jennifer.
Well, some women, I think, would.
They might want that happy.
It makes it more exciting. Happy.
All right, sidebar. This is the thing. Anyway. They hate each other.
Women hate each other.
No.
But okay, I don't know.
It's true.
The point is you don't need incentive to lay down with Brad Pitt. He's. I'd do the guy.
Come on, you get it once.
So all I'm saying is if Brad Pitt, he's rich, he's powerful, all of a sudden the passion starts to drain out of the relationship, or maybe she has a couple of kids or something.
I'm just saying
he stays in the relationship with the mistress.
I'm telling you, the upfront choice is the trick and all that. You got to make the right choice up front.
Right.
You got to prepare for all that. You understand all that.
Right.
Then you don't need the mistress.
All right, but what if so many guys don't make the right upfront choice? You know, they don't get hooked up with the right person.
Then they're going to be unhappy relationships. They really are.
But you give them the mistress, the thing goes for 35 years.
It's still an empty relationship. It really
is. You are
very
passionate about this.
I'm passionate.
He's building a case.
I know. I hear that.
Now, Drew, you know what I'm talking about. Historically.
No, I understand, but I think those were really...
Different times?
I think the quality of the relationship was something people who actually... expected something different from America.
We asked less of a relationship.
Then we asked, that was more of a business relationship.
Right. All right.
Well, maybe
we should tone it down now in the expectation world.
Build the case.
Let's bring it down. All right. Let's just ratchet it down a little with the expectations. Maybe that's it. Maybe everyone thinks you're supposed to be love and lust and passion all the way through, you know, 40 years.
There's discussion about what that all means.
All right. Let's all lower our expectations just a little bit.
So Adam can have a mistress.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
No, don't need one.
Oh,
well, just lower the expectations.
Oh, so you can just turn your engine off.
No pressure.
You can go to sleep and masturbate.
I'll just put the parachute over me. I'll be out in the garage.
Woo.
Yeah. All right, everyone. The Donnas, they agree. what are we doing? We're taking some calls?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay.
Take a couple calls for us on.
The Donnas tonight are going to be on the on Spike on the Video Game Award.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
You're accepting an award?
No,
getting
we
award?
presented
an award with Frankie Muniz.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
How did
Viewer's
get,
choice.
They get a lot of nice names at this thing.
Yeah. There
actually,
were
there were a lot of big stars.
Are they
that
paying
we were surprised.
Them?
Yeah.
Oh.
We didn't get paid. But
Snoop Dogg was like the main, like one of the hosts.
Right.
Yeah, he was the host.
And there were all kinds of people, Tara Reid.
Was he wearing animal skin, an animal fur? Was that real fur?
I don't know. We weren't that close.
I kept thinking somebody's going to come throw blood on that.
Jacket. Yeah.
See, I'm a fan of the fake fur because a lot of activists don't agree, but I think if you can do that, it kind of makes people go, oh, yeah, I can get that look.
They don't like the fake fur?
No.
It's
actually
promoting.
A lot of the big ones, like PETA, I think actually is into fake fur.
Oh, you would.
Because it makes an alternative for
people.
But then there are other people that are like, against it because it just makes the look popular.
Mm-hmm. It perpetuates it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But to me, I think it's better to have the alternative. It's the same with like meat substitute if you're not going to eat meat.
Right.
But you
Why
crave
not?
Like something that tastes like a burger.
No, I agree. And also, as far as throwing the paint on it, they don't mess with the brothers.
Oh.
A, because the people have suffered long enough, and B, they'll
get shot.
And
there was a metal detector.
Yeah.
There are many
metal
detectors.
But it didn't work. I went through it twice, and I went off only once.
With your gun
belt.
And everything?
It was my belt. And I was like, I didn't go off before. He was like, yeah, you did. And I was like, no, not in the other one. And he was like, oh, whatever. He didn't believe me. I was like, I'm glad they work.
Things could have gotten crazy.
It's a good
crazy.
Thing they both work. Because
Do you think the terrorists know that we have the bottom rung of the sort of intelligence level working at security?
Yes.
Do you think they're aware of that?
They must
well, if they've
they
gone In an airport, they would know.
They would know.
I think
you're
that's
right.
a big, yeah.
We fly a lot, and the inconsistency
is just maddening. We fly like almost every day.
And really?
Yeah.
And they want you to keep your ticket out when you go through, and then they don't want you to.
The great thing is when you go to Waterloo, Iowa, they have to disrobe.
Oh, yeah, right. I know.
There's nobody there. Now, you know,
they take it very seriously.
Security guarding you.
Yeah.
But L.A.,
You know what airports are like? They're like casinos, which is you when you get used to playing 21 at one and, you know, hit, this means hold, this means raise. And then you go to another one and they get pissed. They're like, no, don't touch your
card. Yeah, they get really angry.
No, put the thing on it. It's like, you guys do it differently than my airport.
Exactly.
You guys can't get on the same goddamn page?
I actually tell them, like, they don't like when you talk to them. Usually I'm always like, well, this isn't how they do it at this airport.
They don't care.
You should all get on the same page here.
Right. On the flight to New York, keep your shoes on. On the flight out, take the shoes
you
off.
You too would be a delight going to the airport. To get the
I get air rage.
I do too.
Yeah.
I get land rage,
too.
I get sea rage.
Just talk to your bandmates. Just talk to them. Talk.
On the plane?
On the plane? You tell them about your childhood. Or
I try to watch, like, I bring my computer and watch DVDs. I can't sleep. If that's what you mean, I don't sleep. I have to.
Or a magazine.
I have to do something.
You two should fly together.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go?
Let's
go.
Hawaii. Where did he say he was from? Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii. Listen, let's blow this taco stand.
Woo!
You two blondes can hang out and do it.
Enjoy.
We'll go to Hawaii.
Oh, you're so lucky.
All right.
Cool. Okay.
Let's take some phone calls.
Yeah, please.
Let's go.
Break it down. Come on.
We're ready.
You guys ready?
We're all going to clap.
All right. Ashley?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi. My question is, I used to have a very strong sex drive. Then I started taking the pill, and I got very sick from it. The estrogen just didn't work with my body. I got very nauseated. And I lost my sex drive completely. So I went off the pill again and expecting my sex drive to come back, and it hasn't.
And I was just wondering
if that has anything to do with taking the pill or if there's something else going on.
Is there anything else going on? Have you been depressed? Is there anything else we should know?
Mm-mm.
You know, I think it could be. I don't have a way to really substantiate that with science, but I've noticed that, for instance, after pregnancy, women, when they've had a tremendous progesterone load of the placenta, they'll have decreased libido, sex drive for a long time afterwards, and sometimes they kind of need to be kickstarted biologically.
That's where I come in.
That's where Adam comes in. But I
just get them started, though. I don't finish.
You really need to talk to your doctor about this, whether it's using something with it may be the progesterone and not
spark
the estrogen that really shut you down.
They made a new pill called the orthotricycline low that has really low estrogens.
But I think her estrogen wasn't the problem.
I think it's
the progesterone.
Is that commercial with all those hot chicks dancing around?
No, that's the one where you have your period
this
like
close
four
to beating
times
off every time I see that commercial. You know that commercial?
We're really against
beating off commercials?
No, I'm really against feminine commercials.
Oh, those are ridiculous.
They're all over the place.
They're retarded?
So embarrassing. It's just not fair. You don't see hemorrhoid commercials all over the place.
It's true.
Except for on like sports
channels.
They're
like 3 minutes long and they have super foxy chicks just doing like ballet and dancing out in the woods and stuff.
I change the channel like right away.
Well, let me say this about you women.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, hold on.
Let's get this. Poor Ashley has a problem.
She's fine. You guys do get a lot of crappy commercials, but
it's true.
If there's ever a commercial that has a guy and a woman, the guy is always the idiot.
He's sort of a passive, little soft.
I like those because they're very true to life.
Here's the thing. Put it this way: the woman is never sick, and the guy taking care of her. Right. It's always the guy who's sick, and the woman's taking care of her. And whenever the woman leaves town and the guy has to try to make breakfast for the kid, I saw when he
makes a hot dog or something.
He was defecating in a toaster oven. He actually defecated.
I saw that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, nuts burned, right?
Right. Meanwhile, the guy is probably an electrical engineer doing for the high security level working at Lockheed Skunk Works or something.
He
How's he such
make
a retard?
Breakfast.
Yes, I'm saying you can portray guys as idiots in commercials and society turns a blind eye to it.
But the problem with that is that then it kind of shows that women can only make breakfast. Ooh. Right? Uh-huh. If you turn it around that way.
I'd say they do lunch, too.
Oh, okay. Wow. So much credit.
I wouldn't trust them with dinner, the crock pot.
You got to go out. You got to go out.
Yeah, go out for dinner. All right, Ash, what about Ashley?
You need to talk to a gynecologist, or even maybe perhaps an endocrinologist about finding. I really suspect they might need to put you back on a birth control pill with the right combination to get you going again. Believe it or not, I think that's what needs to be done.
What is that commercial with the hot chicks?
Oh, it's a herpes commercial.
Oh, or the kickboxing. Yeah, it's
no,
awesome.
It's the one for the pill where you get it. You get your period like four times a year. Oh, only.
Is that what it is?
So yeah. It's like
hot chicks.
I don't
dancing.
Remember the name of it.
And one of every color.
They're like spinning around in like big
spinning,
dresses. There's like these red. What I hate are the red dots, the red circles.
The painting
that's
and things.
Outlaw.
It's very comfortable
outlaw
sitting with
that.
My 12-year-old.
Oh, I'm sure.
Commercial.
Yeah. Oh, God.
All right. Well, listen, as long as we're getting in these commercials, what about the one where that Noid crawls under the toenail, lifts the toenail up like a hatch and dives.
I haven't seen that.
Have you? Under
fungus.
It.
Fungus. That must be on men's. On
no, it's, no, it's like, unregular. It's repugnant. Yeah. It's like he actually lifts an infected toenail like he's lifting like he's lifting
car
a hatch
lid.
And like
hood.
A trunk, yeah, hood of a car then he just hops into the infected toe. It's repugnant, Drew. It's disgusting.
Well, we can all look forward to thickened fungus infected toenails as we age.
Oh, really?
You don't know that.
Is that true? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Why does your toenails get thicker? Who needs
it's fungus. The fungus.
It's fungus?
Yeah.
All right. I'm good. You know, I I could use a cuticle push, though.
Yeah.
Charlie. Yeah, you're 24. What's up?
Okay. I've been with the same guy for about 4 months now. We've both been tested from the doctor. He had some genital warts removed about 10 years ago, and it's never had a reoccurrence, and he's not showing or testing positive for them anymore.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. After about 3 weeks of intercourse, maybe like 3 or 4 times a day most of the time, I started having some abrasions in the vulva, the inner labia area.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wore it off.
Yeah, just 3 or 4 times.
Tried having intercourse less. He does have a large penis. He does have a very prominent corona flare. So I've been wondering.
Flare.
A translation.
One of the greatest light beers Mexico has ever created. The corona flare. Delightful.
It's a firework.
Corona flare, is that the head of the penis? Is that the
translation? Mushroom.
Yes.
Mushroom. Wow. They call it corona flare?
She does.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I'm a very lucky girl. And
yeah. Catch the raping with a plunger 4 times a day. It's exciting.
Gee, why does that hurt?
Yeah.
Why do you have pain, Charlie? I don't understand.
You got to push through.
You aren't made out of latex? That's why
she has to limit herself to 4 times a day.
Right. I understand, of course.
This guy didn't have such a predominant corona flare. Drew, I want you to check mine when we go
guys
to the bathroom.
Guys love talking about corona.
I want you to check mine and see if mine's pronounced or not.
No, yours is a little weak.
Yeah. Oh, well, you just seen it when it was tired. Charlie?
Yes.
All right. Nah, I haven't gotten over that last one. I think if I can twist a pipe cleaner in the right place, I can get a few millimeters out of it.
Flare?
Yeah, more flare out of my corona.
Charlie, what's the question? Of course you've irritated yourself. You've eroded something. I mean, you're going to have to take a week off probably.
Well, we've tried taking a few weeks off here and there, and I'll heal up. And then it's just like after one more time, it's back in full force.
All right. Well, first of all, you alluded to the wart thing, that you're taking a risk having sex with them because even though the warts are gone, he may still have the virus. And yes, indeed, there are a certain percentage of the wart viruses that would have vanished after about 10 years. So it's probably okay. But you are taking a finite risk with that. The warts do not cause pain, so you wouldn't be getting irritation from that. It's probably just your guys' mechanics together, and you're going to have to kind of work on finding something that doesn't keep reproducing that spot of irritation, the flare.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could soften the flare by wrapping
flare.
Some duct tape around it or something. Take a little
tape
edge
it down.
Off it.
Yeah,
step it down.
Take the flare down a couple notches.
They're sort of like an aileron. The hatch is down.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It reminds me of a dog that's been left on the grill too long when they bust
they
open.
They split open. Yeah. Display. Yeah, yeah. That's not good. That's disgusting.
Yeah, nobody needs
it. First, just vomit.
Nobody likes a show off. You know what I'm saying? Start some group for guys who have, like, inadequate Corona flares.
Why don't we call it a new band? It's a boy band.
Corona flares.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No, there you go.
These guys just puked, too.
Drew, did you know the Corona flare? I've been here for almost 10 years. No, I never heard of that.
I think she kind of...
That was her
thing? She made her own...
She found something on the web that referred to it that way. I knew what she was talking about.
Right. She certainly painted a picture. Yes, she did. The Donna's in studio tonight. We're going to hear something off the CD, Gold Medal. Tori Nallison in. We will take ourselves a quick break, and we'll be right back for some Germany or Florida.
Oh, yes.
Germany.
Oh, this is going to be huge.
Oh.
Followed by Accordion Countdown.
Whoa. Wow.
Whoa.
That's a ton of show.
It's amazing.
All that after this.
Aces Ranchero Countdown. No good. You don't like that game.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Donna's in here tonight. The Donna's, that is Tori and Allison in. Brett and Maya coming in. Papa Roach in here on Thursday night. Donna's.
We just saw them.
Yes.
They did the Spike TV thing?
Yeah, everybody was there.
Did they hawk on people?
No.
On Sunday night at the Christmas here in Los Angeles, they were they not just
there was a couple loogies. I got to tell you this. I know. Listen, I'm that way too. And here's the thing.
Unacceptable.
Let me tell you something about me and the ladies.
Okay.
We both are grossed out by the loogies. I think
and the ladies.
Me and the ladies.
Can I join you?
I think in Drew too. No. But I think where we part ways is the gas.
The gas.
Yeah. I think that's where we part ways. But that's fine. At least we found some common ground on Loogie Island. Because I find it disgusting. And I've said this many times, you understand, but I'd rather be urinated on.
Oh, yes.
No, do it.
Okay.
Wow. I'm saying do it now.
Someone actually urinated on our tour manager's foot, the student
that
band.
That is true. In Australia.
In Australia.
I told you.
But he was British.
Interesting.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
But our
tour manager threw him through a glass, like one of those shower doors. Glass.
Really?
He was so angry.
He couldn't take it.
To him, that's like the worst thing you could do. It was like watching bears or wild animals, you know, like.
Yeah,
he peed on him and he threw him through a shower.
But better.
That's what happens to you, I guess.
I would rather be urinated on than loogied upon.
Yes. Loogie and sputum.
It is not okay.
Sputum, too.
Sputum and loogie.
What's sputum?
That's big loogies coming out.
Someone in our band has been spat on.
Brett, someone hocked a loogie.
She's giving us the thumbs up.
Yeah, on her pants.
Recently,
and it actually,
right? Recently.
It left a stain.
It crystallized.
It was disgusting.
No.
Why did they do that? I don't even know.
Unacceptable.
It's DNA disgusting. For life.
Yeah.
It never goes away.
And the Papa Roach was spraying that ass all over the
Yeah,
stadium.
Let's hope there weren't loogie in here. Yeah, there were loogie.
That's rough.
Yeah. No. And by the way,
they're very nice
loogie.
To us. Though.
Yeah, thank God they
did. Nice guys.
They didn't
nice
spit on. Yeah.
They just like the loogie.
They're gracious loogiers.
It's because they're from Vacaville.
Yeah.
They're from where?
Exactly.
Where is that? Where is that?
It's up north, in Northern California, but I've never been there. We're from Northern California, but it's just
where are you guys from?
We grew up in Palo Alto.
The Bay,
nice.
The Bay Area.
Your parents all teach at Stanford?
Actually,
Maya's parents, both of them are professors there, but. Or have been. But we all moved there from other places. None of us were born there.
From where?
I was from San Francisco.
And I was from here, from Hollywood.
Hmm. And it seems Palo Alto seems like a very sane place to grow up.
Mm-hmm. A little too...
Yeah, you had to lash out.
We had to have a band.
Right.
You had to rebel.
But you were also sort of... San Jose was sort of doing its thing then, too, when you were growing up.
Yeah, well, I went to San Jose a lot. It sort of took over and seeped in during high school. High school was when like everything started getting torn down and they're putting up all these big, ugly chains.
Yeah. Right.
Starbucks took over the local coffee. It just turned into a weird Silicon Valley, like, it's just like any other town. But before, it was cool.
Donna's get together in high school?
Middle school.
Yeah, 13.
Middle school.
Eighth grade.
How old were you guys when you played your first gig? Or just first?
13 and 14. It was like the end of eighth grade, so...
Some school thing or a party?
Yeah, it was
what?
At school. One of the PE teachers actually he was really excited there were so many rock bands at the school.
Really?
There were like three or four other bands besides our band, and he invited us and the other bands to play at lunchtime. He wanted to
put on like a wow. like an outdoor concert series of the bands at the school.
It's very exciting.
It was nice of him.
Yeah.
Do you remember what song you played? Did you cover
songs?
We played
cover songs, but they weren't famous. We picked songs that like people wouldn't know.
And, so, and no one like at our school knew them.
Yeah. What bands did you pick?
L7. We liked L7 because they were a girl band.
Yeah. Yeah. Shonen Knife.
Shonen Knife, who were a girl band from Japan.
Shakespeare's Sister.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember yeah, the people from Bananarama.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Love Bananarama. And, yeah, we play those songs and nobody knew them.
Yeah,
we probably thought they were our songs.
We should get L7 in here.
It's been a while. They've been on a bunch of times.
They're brassy.
I love them.
They're awesome.
They're a big inspiration.
You know about Shakespeare's Sister? There's another one.
No, I wasn't here when they came in here.
Do they still do stuff?
I don't know. It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Germany or Florida? Come on.
Germany or Florida?
Germany.
Oh, goodness.
Here's how the game goes. No guessing.
Oh, okay.
They tell us the bizarre story, which most definitely either emanates from Germany or Florida.
Because all bizarre.
I would definitely agree with that.
So we'll tell them Germany.
And then we guess. Is it Germany or Florida?
Okay, a game. Yeah.
Alex?
Hi.
You're 24?
That's right.
You got some Germany or Florida for us?
I do.
Go ahead.
A man has been charged with animal cruelty for allegedly biting his Jack Russell Terrier as punishment. After receiving the complaint, police kicked down the apartment door when they heard an argument and a barking dog. They reported the terrier's left front paw was bloody from a bite. According to an officer, the man said that biting the dog was good punishment, and that's how you train them, that dogs bite, so that's what they understand. The man was jailed Saturday on one count each of felony animal cruelty and resisting arrest without violence.
Resisting arrest, very Florida.
I think it's Florida.
But without violence. Not so Floridian.
Well, the dog training part sounds German.
I was going with Germany for a while.
I think it's Florida.
He uses very little cultural nuance.
Well, he resisted arrest, but in Florida, it's shirt off, scratches, flailing in the air, throwing karate kicks and stuff.
Right.
This is passive resistance.
So you're going Germany?
I'm going Germany.
I'm going Florida.
I'm going Florida too.
I'll go Germany. Why not?
There we go.
All right. So Tori and I are. Yeah. Germany, and Allison Drew, Florida. Yes?
Oh, my goodness.
Alex, is it Germany or Florida?
The answer is Florida.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
So close, but not even
really. Yeah, really. Just one off.
Good one. Nice one, Alex. Well done.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, now that you've broken the young ladies in, why don't you give them the real, the gritty game.
Aces, Mexican, Ranchero, Accordion, Countdown.
Yeah.
This is a game that's some are calling it bigger than Germany or Florida. if you can believe it.
I'm in fact insulted by that.
All ranchero music, the backbone of ranchero music is a nauseating accordion. It has to have accordion in it or it's just not ranchero music. I found it to be almost nonstop throughout ranchero songs. We pick a random ranchero song. We start randomly at any point in the ranchero song, possibly one of the ones you guys cover in the eighth grade.
Right, it could be.
And we do a countdown. How long? Drew, you get started. You say, how long before you hear the accordion?
2 seconds.
2 seconds, Drew says.
Oh,
all right. Okay. Allison, what do you have for me?
How long till accordion?
Mm-hmm. I say 5.
5 seconds. Good.
5 seconds. Good. Allison?
That was the Tori, right?
No, Tori. That's me.
Did I get everyone mixed up? Sorry.
Okay. I'm going to say, maybe, can I say it'll start right away?
Yes.
It'll just be right in there.
Zero seconds.
The accordion's going to start.
Tori's going to be right. These two are ringers I played before.
Yeah. Right, so Tori goes immediate. Allison goes 5.
Because it's not fair. What if it's like a stop in the song? It could be real.
You don't know where you're going to come in. That's the thing. When you roll the Aces, Ranchero, Mexican, Accordion, Countdown, Dice, you never know what's going to turn up.
I can't wait.
More skill than just rolling dice. Come on.
That's true. I'm going 7 seconds. I'm going long.
Right. Wow.
Marathon. So it's 0, 2, 5, and 7, right?
0, 2, 5, and 7. The 0 I put immediate.
But immediate.
That's right.
Immediately.
All right, okay. Chris.
6.
Are you poised?
I'm ready.
4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Four seconds.
Oh, wow.
Let's just take it in for a second.
It's like synth horns.
Yeah, now. Allison had 5.
I was 5.
Yeah.
You got it.
No.
Woo!
You're the winner.
Good job.
I mean, And the reality is you're probably less than a second off because, you know, it could have been 4.2. We don't have, we don't break it down into tenths over here.
It's a rigged type game, really.
Wow. Allison's cringing at the music. Why does that mean?
Because it's got fake horns. I hate fake
horns. Come on. This is good stuff. Obviously, you guys are jealous.
You know you're Ranchero.
Yeah. Palo Alto. Ranchero Capital.
Well, it's near Redwood City, and there are many a taco stand that like to play this all over. Yeah, this kind of stuff.
This is not just taco stand music, sweetie. This is heard in some of the finest establishments across North America. Yes, Drew?
Oh,
5-star hotel.
This
upscale.
Fine French restaurant.
French Riviera.
Redwood City taco stand.
Presidential inauguration.
What makes you think of
that area? Yes.
They have some really nice taco stands in Redwood City.
Los Tigres del Norte.
Come on.
But not nice enough to play this.
That's right. All right. Turn it down, Chris.
Okay.
That's how you play Ace's Mexican Ranchero.
I like that game.
I lost twice.
Of course you like it. You
we should do that for money next time.
All right. Because you don't know this could be a grift where we basically hustle you guys.
Yeah.
We lose the first one.
But I think we could get him over there on our side.
Oh, that's
Chris.
True.
Like
Chris.
Aww. Listen.
I think we could.
Of course.
Chris. If you would kiss him on the shoulder, he would kill me.
On the shoulder.
Over the t-shirt. He would stab me with a pencil in the neck. Oh, yes. You could get him to kill me right now. There's no doubt in my mind. He'd probably like to do it. He'd probably answer like this, gladly. Or maybe a simple done and done.
We don't have to think about it at all.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I think it'd be yes, my queen.
All right. Smelling good. Took the shower.
That's good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. But let's talk to engineer Chris. You should talk to him during the commercial. He's a huge fan.
We did talk a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
We did talk.
We were hanging.
Well, then maybe that's
huh?
Tori's single, you know.
Right. Well, Allison's newly divorced. That's good.
I have a boyfriend, though.
It's true. Oh, it's all right. I'm used to it. Whatever.
Aww.
What is this? He's not talking. What is all this weird extra sound bites?
That's engineer Anderson.
That's Anderson.
And you saying you have a boyfriend is really him taking the number two pencil he's going to stand with. No, bursting his bubble.
Yeah.
He bursts his bubble.
We don't all have boyfriends.
All right, there you go. All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back with Adonis after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Brett and Maya in here now from Donnas.
Hi.
Gold Medal, name of the CD. I forgot that the Donnas were only staying the first hour because they have to get up early and get a flight tomorrow morning. And so I screwed up with the song and this and that. I want to talk to Brett and Maya.
Song after they've left. Is that okay?
Yeah,
with you
yeah.
That's fine.
So we don't use
we
your,
promise.
Your time.
We promise. We'll play it.
Cool.
Yeah.
We love promises.
We'll play. No, you'll be listening to it on the in your town car on your way back.
That's
to
true. Then we can call in if it doesn't happen.
Yeah. Be angry. Yeah. Venomous. All right. So I think we should take a call. We have some calls for the band actually, which we've been ignoring. Bill.
Hi.
You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
Question about the DeQuervain's tendonitis for Tori.
Right.
She's gone.
Tori has DeQuervain's?
Yes.
Yeah, can Drew talk about that? Or
it's just a tendonitis here by the thumb.
She had surgery. Thing. She's better now.
Oh,
she's taking care of
is
herself.
Is this from playing the drums?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She
used to have this.
Last time.
Yeah. It was called, I guess the technical term for the way she used to play was called the grip of death.
Oh, really?
Adam. Careful.
Yeah.
Hey.
Your coronal flare might be
extinguished. Hey, that's my friend you're talking about.
Yeah, that's my coronal flare you're talking about, Drew.
She really likes her physical therapy.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you do. You go in and they give you exercises and stuff
like
that?
Yeah, they do like paraffin on her and like weird sonogram. I don't know. She was talking about it the other day.
But it's definitely definitely from drumming. You wouldn't have it. A young woman wouldn't have this anyway, right?
You can get it from typing.
Yeah, but to bad enough. But musicians get certain kinds of hand and finger tendonitises that are real serious because they have to be treated to keep people performing. It's not like if you got it, we'd say, well, you put a splint for.
Actually, our publicist has it.
Yeah. It's a common thing.
And he's mostly really bummed.
My
out.
Mom has it too.
It's mostly people your mom age is that get it and you put a little steroid in there, it goes away.
He has it because he had a new baby.
Oh, really?
He got it from like changing diapers and
Why?
My mom got it from doing yoga.
I got carpal tunnel from babies.
Really?
Because you're keeping your hand frozen.
Yeah.
Holding a baby all the time.
I can imagine.
Publicists
that.
Have oftentimes a lung disorder from blowing smoke up people's asses. I noticed it. It's called the BSers lungs. People.
Hey,
sure,
now.
Have you heard that? No? I've heard something.
Boyfriend's a publicist.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Enemy territory.
Couldn't have found just like a neo-Nazi or somebody respectable.
He's a nice publicist.
He's a good publicist.
All right. I guess there's one every once in a while.
Yeah.
He keeps my secrets.
She got him. He's taken.
Angela?
Hey, guys.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
I wanted to say I hope you guys are all well. And I had a question. If you guys were to collaborate with any artist or musician in the future, if you could pick anybody, who would you pick? And if there was somebody that you would, like, not want to work with, like, who would that be?
Is this Angela that made the cupcakes?
Yes.
How are you?
Hi. Those cupcakes were
really
good.
It's really late over here, though.
I can imagine. Hey, now. We ate them, and we're fine.
Is this Angela that didn't make us any cupcakes?
Yeah.
I remember her, Drew. Remember
Poor
her?
Poor you, because they were good, and they were miniature.
Well, we just saw Snoop Dogg collaborating with Motley Crue, so that it might be fun to collaborate with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
Good guy. I've been to his home. I've been to the room where all the magic goes on. No, I got baked.
Yeah.
And I can't remember that much of it. I remember I was laughing a lot. Thank God we filmed it. Yeah. Hey, did cupcakes have some sort of renaissance or something? I'm seeing them now.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Like, here's the thing. Like, cupcakes are something I saw up until the age of 9 or 10, and then they went away. And now they're back.
Are they elaborately decorated now, too?
Yeah, hers were just miniature, which is the best kind.
And they're like chocolate and cream cheese.
Yeah. You know that kind, with some chocolate chips.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying, people are now bringing cupcakes into work and stuff, and I'm like, what's next? The pinata? Like, everyone's in their 30s here.
It's
what do we
food
need
nostalgia.
For?
You know, everyone's depressed, so they just want to be reminded of their childhood.
Retro. It's retro.
Yeah.
I'd like this nation to focus on pie consumption and get a little
away. I like pie.
Get away from the novelty desserts like cupcakes. You're licking the wrapper like a goat.
I know.
At the end of the thing, or once in a while, just eating the wrapper. That'd just make the wrapper you could eat.
Why not?
I'm sure they do have those out
there. Of course,
there.
It'd be easy enough.
Just make the edible wrapper.
Yeah.
It's always
like that rice
tough.
Paper stuff they put on the weird
rotan. Work something out. Let us eat the paper. Yeah, it'll make them the foil or whatever it is. We should just be able to eat it.
Then you'd let them come back.
You know, it's like a cheese where you can eat the skin part of the cheese.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Right.
You don't have to futz with it.
Right.
Yes?
Yes.
Let's do that.
I've noticed a lot of finicky people avoid that. Ooh, I don't like that.
But because you don't know if you should be eating the wax part or not.
You can.
But some cheeses, it's no good.
You can make things out of it, you know. You can play with it.
Yeah.
Mold it into snowmen.
You do that with your ear stuff and your boogers,
too. Sure.
All right. I'm just saying, I want someone to come up with a cupcake wrapper that is edible.
Done.
Yes?
Done.
Okay. All right.
Yes, Your Highness.
Let's get a love line call in here, Drew. Who do you want to talk to?
That's one right there.
Terrified of dating? All right. Jennifer?
Yes.
You're 23?
I am.
What's up?
Well, I'm calling, I wouldn't say it's like a last resort, but I've had an issue with
By the
dating.
Way, it's a resounding endorsement of the show. I'm calling, this is my last resort. I can't imagine calling a place like this, but
yeah, I know.
I'm desperate.
You've hit bottom and you picked up the phone to call Loveline.
Too much.
Right.
Well, ever since I was an adolescent, ever since I was old enough to realize that, you know, boys were out there and whatnot, I've had a problem with attracting them, I guess you could say.
You mean you over-attract them or under-attract them?
I'm sorry?
She doesn't attract them.
You don't attract them or you attract them too much?
I feel like I don't attract them.
Don't attract them. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
23 years old and I've never been in a serious relationship.
Right. Such an effervescent personality. I can't imagine it. All right.
Maybe you should dye your hair.
Oh, yeah.
that'll do it.
That'll do it.
Is something we should know about you?
Yeah, what in your estimation is wrong with you? Why wouldn't you attract guys?
Well, I think probably my biggest problem is I'm insecure.
No, that's never bothered guys.
Doesn't bother guys.
Yeah.
You've got to pick one that bothers guys.
Yeah.
We like insecure.
Right. If you're injured, guys are all about it.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Okay.
We want damaged goods.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's what we like. We'll pick up the pieces.
That's like me a lot, then.
Yeah, it's really just your self-esteem is low enough so we can get some on the first day.
Listen, the male is like a lion in the brush watching a herd go by. The one straggling at the end, whoosh, boom, yeah. That's the one.
Yeah, we want the good-looking zebra that falls behind.
Right, the easy
got a
one.
Got a bad wheel on it.
Yeah.
We can eat it.
Well, maybe she likes the wrong kind of guys.
I'm telling you that I think that that's my biggest problem.
Low self-esteem is your biggest problem?
Low self-esteem and insecurity.
No.
Insecurity with how I look, maybe.
Whoa, now we're getting somewhere.
What's the matter with how you look?
Yeah, what's the matter with how you look?
Yeah.
Maybe you need a makeover.
Yeah, what's wrong? What's wrong with how you look?
Well, I know objectively that I'm not a dog.
Okay, nothing wrong with you.
I like your skit. I listen to your show a lot. And I'm familiar with the scale, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I have no idea where I fall on that scale. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't look at myself. And
you don't know. You can't figure. You don't. That's a bad sign, Drew.
So maybe
all right. All right. Now, here's the thing. Now there is a guy for you.
Okay.
Don't worry. It's okay. Just you may have to
lower your number.
Lower your number or your expectation level.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily. Right. Here's the thing, everyone. You just people are like, oh no, don't settle. No, don't settle. Be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Be realistic with the kind of job you should be getting when you're 19 and you have no education. Be realistic with the kind of car you should be driving when you're making 28 grand a year.
Be realistic. Yeah.
Yeah, drive the best version. But you shouldn't be out looking at a Mercedes if you're making X amount a year. I hate to be cruel about it. I'm asking people to be realistic.
Yes.
If you're not the greatest looking gal on the planet and your personality isn't the most wonderful either, you got to be looking at like an Ike Turner type, you know, skinny black guy who'll be
no.
Well, isn't there a thing about that too, like people that aren't good looking a lot of times are the most critical?
Yes.
I think there's a Sex in the City about that exact subject.
That's why I'm not critical. So I'm really hot.
We're going to keep talking about this during the
break. All right. Adonis here.
One more break.
We'll make nice.
And Maya's like, no.
We'll be, after what you said about her publicist boyfriend.
Yeah.
We'll be.
I thought you said that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know the difference between who's talking anymore. Who's talking now, by
the way? I don't
know.
Let's just go to break.
Test 1, 2. Is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
All right. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Papa Roach in here on Thursday night. Tonight, the beautiful Donna's in studio. Brett and Maya in for Tori and Allison. And the name of the CD is Gold Medal. All right. When we left off, we're speaking to Jennifer, who's 23. Wouldn't give herself a 9 in the looks department, but
wouldn't give herself anything else either.
Right.
We couldn't get a clear picture.
I think she's not calendar material, but that's fine because the lion's share of the women aren't. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, everybody. You get obsessed with the handful of women you see on Entertainment Tonight or these crappy magazines, but 95% of the country is no better looking than you are, and they manage to get married and have relationships and crap out kids.
The mistake people make is they begin to think that what they see on TV and in a magazine is normal.
Right.
It's not normal.
No.
Those people are like anorexic and airbrushed, wearing lots of makeup.
Right.
And
that's
they look
right.
scary in person, too. We saw them tonight.
But if
they're freaks.
Forget their actual demeanor, what they have to do to sort of attain what they look like. The fact is, even if they were perfectly healthy and looked like that, that represents a tiny, itsy-bitsy little percentage of what the human appearance is normally like.
Right.
It's not normative.
That's right.
We cannot look like you, Adam.
No, we can't.
It's tough.
It's unrealistic.
Even I can't look like me, okay? God knows I'd like to. Yes, Drew?
God knows you would.
I have a very pronounced corona flare. Jennifer?
Yes.
All right. So your self-esteem is low?
Yeah.
You have a bad attitude. Now, do you have any problem with men? Has your father abandoned you, evil stepdad, anything like that?
No, I actually have a wonderful father, but he's not from America.
Mm-mm. That's trouble.
There's been a cultural barrier, and so we always had problems and stuff growing up.
Where's he from?
I'd rather not say. It might give too much.
Asian?
No.
Cuba.
Hold on. You're going to have to tell us exactly where he's from. I will hang up on your ass.
Well, Russia.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's huge. Well, who cares? So it's a little different.
Because there's some it complicates things when you're growing up.
Having a Russian father.
Does he drink a lot of vodka?
I mean, no, not necessarily because he's Russian, but because he's not American. So
has he beaten you down to the point where you're afraid to be social?
Oh, okay. Besides the fact that he's not American, he was also a very critical father.
Right. Has he beaten you down to the point that you're fearful of having any kind of social interaction?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, he was physically abusive a little bit.
Hold on. He went from Dad of the Year,
yeah,
Eastern Bloc Dad of the Year, to beating on me. He's verbally abusive. Yeah. She was saying what a great relationship she had, what a great guy
was.
She loves
him. She's trying to protect him.
I know, but
she wants him to like her.
That's enough.
Yeah. Let's just call a spade here, though. He's physically abusive,
yeah,
and he's not doing
again,
much for self-esteem.
Before you get back to Jennifer, that would, though, make Jennifer merely go after abusive a-holes.
Yes, that's true.
That wouldn't make her not have relationships.
Right.
So that still isn't the answer yet.
Jennifer?
Yes.
All right. So he didn't make you feel like you were a princess.
Well, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead and blame him a little bit. That's fine.
He was very, very critical. Okay. He always says I was growing up, but...
Okay. So that didn't make you feel good about yourself.
Everything I wanted. Always gave me everything I wanted. Always was, I mean, provided
for me.
All
right. But he damaged your self-esteem.
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever had a boyfriend?
I've been involved. I was involved with somebody for about 2.5 years, but it was never official. He never... would allow me to make it official. I mean, we slept together frequently.
Well, did you have sex?
Yes.
Yeah. 2.5 years he was able to string it along.
Yeah. Lucky guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fits. Now, that fits.
Nothing official. I like this guy. He's like,
the best of all worlds.
Yeah, we're still trying to hold up with the paperwork. I've got some of that to go through. Well, stuff it needs. Someone needs to be notarized. Be in Notary Public. Someone has to be done in triplicate.
She's from Russia.
It's not official, but we're not on the books. But keep blowing. don't stop.
I mean, he wouldn't hold my hand in public.
No, we get with the picture.
All right,
what
now
kind of
there's the bad. There's the
but that
there's
makes
bad.
Sense with the abusive dad.
All right, here's what you need to do. You need to hook up with a guy who's not a bad boy. I know you're attracted to bad boys because your dad's an a-hole, but you need to hook up with a guy who's going to make you feel good.
Jennifer, he is. If you're going to protect him, you're not going to get anywhere.
He's not an a-hole.
Jennifer, he physically abused you. That qualifies for a-hole.
He hit me a couple times when I was very, very young.
Jennifer?
All right.
He's qualified for the a-hole category.
All right. I don't want to get caught up in semantics here.
He is qualified.
He damaged your self-esteem.
And he abused you, traumatized
you. And now you're attracted to a-holes. So how about you just date a guy that you're not so attracted to?
Right. That's a little more boring.
That's going to treat you right. Build you up a little.
I'm not attracted to a-holes. I have an above-average intelligence, and I think my brain gets in the way sometimes.
Well, then Jennifer, why did you hang out with the 2.5 years for a guy that was an a-hole?
Because he's my best friend's younger brother. He's around all the time. I became very comfortable with him. Yeah. You know, I've known him since we were probably 10, 12 years old. You know, we have inside jokes. I mean, he's almost like family.
Hold on a second. Your reasons for not being with guys is you have low self esteem and your brain gets in the way.
You know what's happening?
Nonsense.
Feeling. Throw one more thing and you can give me some feedback.
No, I'm giving you enough. We've talked enough to you. Go out and find a guy and have a relationship.
Yeah.
Don't get pregnant. Jennifer, don't get married. Just get out there.
Way more.
Put
going
the training
on.
Wheels on and go get out there.
Way
Why
more.
You date like 5 guys at the same time.
Yeah, sure. make it 10.
Way more going on emotionally in Jennifer than she has any idea.
Yes,
she has something called projective identification. You and I felt it.
Yes,
that hostility. It's all there, and of course, it fits with the a-hole dad.
All right,
you can make a date with a therapist.
Yes.
Start having sex with a therapist. I concur.
Oh no.
Now here's the thing about Drew and I. When we start feeling it come from her.
Mm-hmm.
And the chaos. And by the way, these are these endless conversations where it's like, oh, my dad's a prince. Oh, he hit me. Oh, he's the greatest guy. Oh, he eroded my self esteem. Look, I don't want to play a ping pong.
Terrified of dating is not someone who hangs out for 2.5 years with a guy. That's not terrified of dating. That's somebody who has sort of post-traumatic stress disorder because she went after an a-hole for 2.5 years, and it affected her.
Yeah.
And now it's very anxiety-provoking to get back in again because you are attracted to a-holes.
Yeah. Listen, everybody, let me give you a little speech about being with nice people. Everybody, especially you ladies. Oh, you want dynamic. You want brilliant. Oh, he's hilarious. Oh, he's just, what a thinker. What a mind on this guy. So deep. Find a nice guy. Find a guy who's easy. Find a guy who's friendly. Let me tell you something. People, they're like breeds of dogs. Some are friendly, and some are like just chihuahuas, you know what I mean? And sometimes the big thinkers, these guys are tormented. They're trouble. And that's great. It's fun. It's exciting for a weekend. It's passionate. But day in and day out, get an easy going. Nothing better than someone with a good disposition. Think about your friends. Forget about lovers. Forget about the opposite sex. Think about those friends of yours who are just laid back. They're in a good mood. There's no piece of news that, you know, you could go out, borrow their car, wrap it around a telephone pole, and you would go back thinking, he's going to be cool with that. He's a cool guy or a cool chick or whoever it is. And then there's the ones. It's always trauma. It's always trouble. There's always chaos. You want to marry one of those people? You want to spend years with one of those people? Find someone who's got a good disposition. Find a nice lab. A nice lab. Happy to see you when you come home.
I hate to burst your bubble, but the nice ones have some surprises, too, sometimes.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Those aren't really nice ones.
They're not really nice ones. Those are the guys.
Masquerading is nice.
They seem so nice.
Yeah, thin plastic wood grain veneer of nice.
It's a chihuahua.
An IKEA furniture.
Wooden lab.
Yeah,
exterior.
It's a chihuahua.
Trojan horse is what you're saying.
That's Trojan lab.
Trojan lab.
Nice guys have problems, too, though.
Different kinds. Everybody, here's the thing about, no, and I'm not, I don't want to say.
Talking about boring guys.
I'm not talking about nice.
Yeah, boring.
Because nice to me is like, well, it doesn't make the other guy mean.
Yeah.
It's not the difference between nice and
it's
mean.
Between chaos and calm.
It's just comfortable in your skin. I don't mean cocky. I don't mean even confident. I just mean relaxed.
Not
people
chaotic.
That are easy. People that enjoy being alive, and that doesn't mean they're going base jumping every day. They're not adrenaline junkies. We know the people that are relaxed. You guys are getting uncomfortable just hearing the relaxed story.
I am.
Because you know I'm right. You know I'm right.
No.
And you hope for these guys
that
are troublemakers.
Guys out there. There isn't really
relaxed. Of course they're out there. Like, you're just not into them. Look at Chris over here. He's almost falling asleep. He's comatose.
Dude, I'm relaxed.
Yeah.
No kidding.
It's hot.
Yeah. He smells like aqua velva. He's like a lap dog. You can take him on the plane with you. Or I'm not sure if he's allowed to go on the plane anyway. But you know what I'm saying. He gets to go everywhere.
Yeah, but something freaks him out.
No.
He's got some problem.
No.
Everybody does.
What if I asked him to marry me right now?
He'd do it.
Tonight.
Do it, fool.
Tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, he'd do it. Yeah, get over there. Get married. The point is you guys need a guy, and I'm not talking about a puss. I'm just talking about a guy whose disposition is genuinely good.
I like the way the girl band translation of punk is, marry me. Let's get married. That's punk.
Yeah.
That's how you scare a guy. Score. That's all I know.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Move in with me is also scary.
That's a scary
or
one,
let's
too.
Have babies is really scary. They don't like that.
Chris tinkled in his pants.
that's like Fletch coming in here and barfing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
It's rock and roll.
Poopoo City.
I'm just saying there are plenty of nice guys out there. You're not attracted to them because they don't seem, you know, dynamic enough.
Right.
You can be nice and smart. You can be nice and make a good living. You can be nice and funny. But you don't want troubled. Because troubled, when you're sort of tormented, when you're one of those guys, that's it. You're that way the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a little therapy. You can read a few books. Things can get better or worse. But you're always that guy. Drew, are you any different really than you were 20 years ago?
I am.
You are?
Mm.
Don't crap on my poor idiot. Don't get me a coffee, would you? Yeah, but okay. Your better version, as I yelled at you one day in the hall when you were yelling at me about therapy. You told me to change. What I yell at you, Drew? Drew was incensed. But the point is, Drew, you're better version of what you were, but you're not different.
Not.
You're the same guy. Same guy.
Yeah.
All right.
You just manage your problems better than you used to.
That's right. That's right.
Regulate
maybe you
better.
Can't ever find the perfect guy, but you can find someone who makes you feel comfortable.
That's what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying. You looking for the perfect guy. Here's what you'll do. You go through a succession of horrible guys. You never find the perfect guy. Don't go look for the perfect guy. Look for a guy. Look for, I know. I'm telling you. And I'm not saying to, I'm not telling you to compromise. And by the way, why is compromise such a big deal in this? It's like, when did compromise turn into such a bad word? Oh, I'm not going to compromise. Well, compromise. I'm never going to compromise.
Yeah, suggest not negotiating, but giving in.
Yeah,
I think it's the American dream that messed it up because everybody thinks you're supposed to have the biggest goals and achieve them and start with nothing and then end with everything.
Right. You have a dream and you get exactly what you want.
Otherwise, you're not American.
Compromise is, I agree, we've set the bar a little too high. But again, forget about the geniuses or the troubled artists or any of these deep thinking a-holes. And by the way,
I've never had one of those.
Good. Because that's just a facade anyway. They're just insecure.
Yeah.
Find a guy who's comfortable in his own skin and friendly. Find a nice guy. Find a guy who's happy.
My boyfriend's pretty happy and friendly.
He's a publicist. You can't be.
Shut
deeply
up.
Tormented.
Well, he's got some problems.
Deceiving people all day long.
He keeps them inside.
There's a corner in hell with his name on it. Yes.
He's a good publicist.
Where is he? Is he here?
I'll break him down.
I'll straighten him out. All right.
He was here last time I came here.
You'll meet him.
He'll kill you
everyone.
With kindness.
Yeah. You'll feel bad. You'll cry.
Find a happy, happy person. Happy.
I like the direction this is going in. When you started, I didn't agree with you, and now I do.
Right.
Happy.
Hang out with
happy.
Happy
is good. Positive.
Nice guy, I don't go with that, because anyone can pretend to be a nice guy.
Right. Right.
But we're getting a little sort of arguing about semantics of what
and,
nice
and
guy
here,
is.
Here's the other thing, people. We need to start rewarding happiness in this society. We pass these people off as simpletons or dullards, or look at him, he doesn't know enough to be miserable. No, he's happy or she's happy. Let them be happy and enjoy it and reward them. Hang around with them. Smile at them. Be happy with them. Drew, would you start getting happy, you jackass? Start hanging around with happy people, would you? Come on, happ it up, idiot.
I better get out of here.
How dare you? You know I'm happy. Yeah. Let's go. Let's get happy. Let's break it down. Everyone, get happy now.
Ooh, yay.
All right. Start rewarding happiness. Let's go. Yeah. Candy.
Yes.
You're happy, right?
I'm very happy.
All right,
that's that. So,
there you go. What's up? All right, now I'm angry. What's up?
I have a question, actually, of course, obviously, about warts.
Yeah, go.
Mm-hmm.
Common warts, like on a hand.
Yeah.
And then can, like, a guy get a common wart on his penis, or would that be considered genital?
That's a genital wart.
Yeah.
But what if
it's possible that the common wart shares a type that could go to the genitalia, but it's rare.
It's unusual, different, right?
It tends to be a little different.
Why though? If you can spread a wart from hand to hand, why? But it doesn't.
Know.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
You can't get on your forehead though, can you?
Right, no.
What is that?
It's where the virus attaches. You know, the cells are different in different parts of the body. That's what makes them go to that part of the body,
mm-hmm.
and differentiate into that particular location.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, the surface of the cells are a little different, and the virus can attach themselves to specific cells.
Mm-hmm. You a real doctor or just a love doctor?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Candy?
Yes.
All right. Well,
so
what's going on? He's got something on his hand?
Well, yeah. I mean, he just has regular common warts on his hand, and he treats them with, like, whatever, Compound W.
Mm-hmm.
But then we kind of noticed that he had, I mean, I think it's like healed now, but just kind of like some kind of something on like around the head of his penis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and
so around the corona flare?
Yeah. That's the theme of the show.
Yeah, it really is.
Well,
a lot of head talk.
Somebody needs to look at that, and if it's a wart, you're going to catch it.
Okay. Like, what
go to
can
the doctor.
What can it look like? Because I've like done research about genital warts, and
yeah, you're not in a position.
Like,
you're not in a position.
Yeah,
you're not in a position to make a diagnosis. Don't even think about it.
Yeah,
right. I know.
All right. Well, go to a doctor. Go to a clinic.
Okay. Go with him, because don't trust him to tell you what they say.
I say this all the time,
see,
and Adam freaks out about it. But 50% of people your age, Candy, have the wart virus at least. And you might want to get tested. Well, I'm sure your doctor will test you when he does his or her pap smear on you.
At least.
At least.
That
you
means
may already
at
have
least
it.
2.5 people in this room have the wart virus.
Mm-hmm.
Outside, hello.
I totally have no words.
You don't see them in women. You don't see them show up on the pap smear.
That means you and Chris have it.
Oh, Chris, we share something.
Maybe you guys could get together.
Well, gave it to that means, Adam, you and I have
that
it.
Means I have it.
Well, you guys are married, so.
Yeah, but not to each other. Oh, wait
you
a minute.
You share everything.
Oh, yes, we do. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a
all that mistress
rug.
Talk earlier, that was just a beard.
Dylan?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I go to a Catholic school, but I'm not Catholic.
Dylan, how old are you?
I'm 15. Mm-hmm. And I'm in high school.
All right.
All right.
And, well, we had a sex ed teacher come in who was Catholic. Mm-hmm. And she made it sound like that abstinence is, like, the only way to not get an STD and that we're going to get chlamydia or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We have, like, sex before marriage. And I was just wondering Dr. Drew's thoughts on that. Like, if...
Well, if you are... If you're abstinence, you're definitely not going to get anything. That is true. What's your risk of getting chlamydia if you are sexually active? Well, obviously, if you're with somebody who doesn't have an infection, your risk is zero.
Mm. Yeah. True. You make two very brilliant and controversial points. So, one is no sex. You don't get anything.
And
two
here's
is...
the other thing. If you don't want to get in a car accident, don't get in your car.
Right. All right. Thank you, Drew. All right. That's horrible advice. Dylan?
Maybe you should go to a Jewish school.
Yeah. Go to a Jewish school.
So anyway, the reality is that let's say you did get chlamydia. What would happen to you then, Dylan?
I think chlamydia is one of the curable STDs.
Right. You take a single dose of an antibiotic, and that'd be the end of that.
Yeah, you're fine.
So for males, it's not that big a deal.
Well, you got to wear a condom, Dylan. But, Dylan, you're not going to get laid for a while.
Well,
I got news for you. I can hear it in your voice.
I was just wondering if Drew thought would advise abstinence or if he thought...
Abstinence is always a goal.
It's a goal for everyone but us. We make it your goal.
Yeah, it's definitely Dylan's goal.
Dylan, do you have a girlfriend?
No, not at the moment.
I definitely suggest abstinence before 18, categorically.
Okay.
Dylan, what are you into? Are you into sports or video games or something?
Yeah, I play soccer and stuff.
Mm-mm.
I play a lot of sports.
A lot of sports. All right. Do the ladies like you?
You're gay.
Drew, please.
Well, I'm not gay.
Drew, quiet. I don't know where I came up with that.
Chris.
Drew, that was Anderson.
Have you ever seen a porno movie?
Yeah. Dylan.
Yeah?
Have you ever seen a dirty movie?
Uh-huh.
You have.
Okay. Did you like it?
Yeah, I'm not gay.
You're gay. Okay. All right. Drew, please. Please. Talk about eroding self-esteem. Hey, Dylan, you'll be fine.
Just relax.
Relax.
He's gay. Stay Drew, abstinent. That's please. Great. That's the best.
Yeah. He's not going anywhere.
No,
I can tell by the voice. A couple of years. Good couple of years.
Good. Old. 18, whatever. It's whatever.
Fine. Yeah. Oh, I was just talking about internet porn today with my coworkers and thinking, as a guy, as a 14-year-old boy, imagine this magic box filled with nudity. A bottomless barrel of pornography. Could you imagine that at 14?
Yeah, if you have cyber sex, you won't get chlamydia.
Yeah.
But if it's a family computer, it's like, it's almost worse than finding it under the bed, like finding it in the history.
Yeah.
Because there are worse titles, I think, than Playboy. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's
praying,
true.
Praying for Playboy once.
And you can't pass it off as like art, or you were just reading the articles.
No.
But imagine this, Drew.
Yeah.
You were, let's say, when you're 14 years old, there were women who would be the equivalent to, you know, Pam Anderson to some guy who was 14 or 15 today. Imagine you could just type her name into the keyboard magically pornography with her and it would come up. Or here's a shot of the side of her boob from some movie she did. It was cut out. Could you imagine? You're just like, who are you into? I like Alyssa Milano. All right. Oh, she's topless over here. I mean, could you imagine?
Wouldn't get through high school.
You would explode or deflate so quickly that you shot through the wall. I'd probably be more than... Then you just go...
Like a balloon.
That's right. I mean, could you imagine, Drew? Could you?
No, it'd be painful.
Could you imagine if, like, I don't know who your women were.
The
like,
human will never be the same.
Who was your women growing? Like Susan B. Anthony? Who are you looking at?
Sacagawea.
Gertrude Stein.
Eve.
Eve. Yeah, everyone getting into the act. Yeah, imagine on the internet.
Martha Washington.
Naked on a houseboat. Martha Washington performing oral on a houseboat. Sure, you go insane, yes? Yeah. All right. Shall we take a break? We're going to let the Adonis leave. They were kind enough to stay another good long break. Ooh, look, Chris up on his feet.
We will. He's got to chase them out of here.
Yeah.
We're play hear a song some, when we get back.
Yeah, we'll definitely hear song. Some.
They left us two songs. Which one are we to play?
Yeah. Well, you tell me which one you want to hear.
There's Fall Behind Me, and then there's I Don't Want to Know If You Don't Want Me.
We're playing both.
Yes. Fall Behind Me is a single now, and the I Don't Want to Know If You Don't Want Me will be the next single.
Well, which one? If something happened, like an earthquake hit or something, and we only could play one song. Right. Which one would it be?
Fall Behind Me is the one we're all putting our chips down on right now.
All right. So we're gonna do that. I want to thank Brett, Tori, Maya, and Allison from the Donnas. I was about to call you the Tories for some reason. What happened to the Tories?
I can't remember them.
All right. Didn't they come in here before?
Yeah.
Gold Medal, name of the CD. Thanks a lot, guys. Come back anytime, and we'll be right back after this. Well, there you go, everyone. That's the Donnas. God bless the Donnas. We're going to hear something off the CD Gold Medal and just a couple of few.
Should we do that now just to make sure
we
do
should.
It?
We should, but we're not.
Right.
I'm going to say this. Engineer Chris Smitten.
Smote.
He'd take one of them.
He'd done been smote.
Or all of them. You know what I'm saying?
In sequence or simultaneously.
That's why we should play this song now.
Give him the bum rush.
Yeah, he's got to go work on himself a little bit. He's got to run to the bathroom.
A little steam up. Couple things. First off, the genius who did the animation for Chief Thunderbear.
Michael Narron.
Michael Narron did something else for us that is even more wonderful than his last animated effort.
Shall we try to finish it?
Really enjoyable. Yeah, I haven't thought of an ending for the movie that he narrated. And had I known he was going to narrate. So now here's the thing. We just talk on the show, and Michael picks out little random snippets that tickle his fancy that are a couple minutes long, and then painstakingly narrates them and does a wonderful job.
He brings them to life in cartoon. The narration is just us talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I kept saying narrate. Yeah. I meant animate.
Animates, yes.
Yeah, and does a wonderful job animating them. Thank you for that, Drew. You guys could take a look at it by going to the Loveline Companion, I believe.
Okay. That's not how I got it up, but that's the case.
I know, but I think it's on the Loveline Companion.
Yeah.
All right. So if you want to go to Loveline Companion, you can check it out, and it's as entertaining as his last effort, and then some. Mm. Yes?
Yes. Yes. Amazing.
All right. So thank you, Michael. All right, so why don't we take a call, and then we'll go to we'll go to the song. Kiara?
Kiara.
Yeah, Kiara.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what's going on?
I just wanted to say thank you to Adam, because when I was 12 years old, I was in the supermarket, and I was talking to my dad, and I didn't realize it because I didn't listen to Loveline, but Adam came up to me and told me I should be on the radio because of my voice, and I've actually never been on the radio. This is my first time, but I was in college last year, and I was majoring in communications, and I actually dropped out of the University of Arizona. But Tucson's not a great town, but
it's a good radio town though.
Yeah, but I mean.
All right, let me get this straight. First, yeah, anyone who knows me knows I'm on a constant hunt for talent.
And you're renowned for going up to a prepubescent.
Really? I didn't even know.
I've never done that.
Oh, yes, you have. You totally did it to me.
So. All right, well, let me just try to...
You sure it was Adam and not somebody pretending to be Adam?
I'm sure. Like, when I started listening to Loveline, I mean, come on, the voice, like...
What? You know? Okay, so you were 12 years old, you were in a market.
Yeah, I was in a
What market?
I'm not going to, I don't know, like one of the major Ralphs, or I'm not really sure exactly which one.
Well, what market did your dad go to when you were
city?
A kid?
Yeah.
I don't know, Pavilions probably.
In Sherman Oaks?
Maybe. Sorry.
And why would he be in Sherman Oaks, Adam?
I don't know. I'm allergic to lions.
I don't know. It could be a couple different places because I live. All right. Anyway, keep going. Younger,
okay. So, all right.
We got to figure this out.
All right. We got to figure it out. Do I know your dad?
No.
You just walked up.
You heard me talking to my dad.
No,
That does not sound like you.
I know that part, but yeah. I don't overhear anyone talking. Go up to them.
You don't talk in public ever.
No, I.
You don't speak in public.
Hmm.
No. Yes, I know. Nanache.
No, I am hoping. Here's what I want to do, and it has nothing to do with my C-list celebrity status. I try to fly under the radar wherever I am.
No, you want to be invisible.
I'd like to be invisible.
Yes, I know.
Yes, it would be nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
God, what you would do then?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Oh, go right to the junior high and go to the shower. Kiara?
Yes.
I've never seen Adam talk to somebody in public. That's what we're trying to.
It seems very unlike me to go up to a 12-year-old and her dad.
Well, then maybe I'm wrong. But I mean, whatever the case is.
Hold on.
How did that go down?
Yeah, that was. Well, she's compliant. She's nice. Whatever.
But can you imagine, like, when I was 13, Casey Kasem came over to my dad's house, and he told me that I was a diamond in the rough, and then you called Casey, and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, all right, yeah, could be wrong.
So anyway.
Let's move on. Yeah.
God bless her.
Yeah. Right. Could have been Greg Brady.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, no, actually, Greg Brady lives on my street.
Oh.
Yeah, that's actually really funny.
Well, Gilbert, I know everyone with nappy hair in this town. All right, so
you sure wasn't Man Cow that came up to you?
Yeah, how? Maybe it was the Grease Man. Schmacky, schmacky.
Why not Gilbert Godfrey?
Yeah, maybe it was Gilbert Godfrey.
I don't think it was Gilbert Godfrey, but
anyway, we haven't heard your story. What's your story?
Wait a minute. But why do you think it was me?
Because I started listening to Loveline like a year later, and I've just never called. Like, never, ever. I've never had a question.
Yeah, but did a guy walk up and say, I'm Adam Carolla, Kiara?
He's like, I'm Adam, and I'm, you know, I'm on the radio, and I just wanted to let you know.
Kiara, I got news for you. That is, whoever the Adam is, that is not Adam Carolla.
Okay.
I've never heard him speak his name, let alone in public.
Maybe he didn't say his name. I don't know. It was 8 years ago. Like, I don't know what he said.
Right. Yeah, but still.
The point is I inspired you to drop out of college, and that's what we should focus on.
No, you took it wrong. You did not inspire me to drop out of college. You inspired me to, like, you know, kind of figure out what I wanted to do, but that's,
all right.
You know,
well, what is...
semester off doesn't...
Yeah, no, you got to find yourself. Yeah. Yeah, so what is it you want? You want to do radio?
Well, yeah, I want to major in communications. I'm just not exactly...
Okay. Well, no, whoa. Slow down here.
The real Adam is going to tell you now what he didn't tell you then. You have no talent. You have no business attempting radio.
Well, by the way,
radio.
Majoring in communication... Okay. Hang on a second here, Kiara. Majoring in communication and going on the radio are two exclusive phenomenon. They are not...
No. I totally understand that.
If you want to do radio, go do radio. Go study philosophy.
I've applied to internships for you guys probably every
Look,
five.
But listen to me.
You need a phone screener badly.
Listen, that's true. We do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
But just listen. You need to study political science or philosophy or something. You need to be. If you're gonna be on the radio, you need to have interesting ideas.
I'm really interested in philosophy. So
there you go. Study philosophy and go do radio somewhere.
All right.
There you go. Perfect. Then call us back in 5 years.
Hello, young lady. My name is Adam.
No, I'm Adam. I'm on the radio.
I am on FM radio in a syndicated program known as Loveline. You have an exquisite voice. May I say that? And by the way, where are the fish sticks?
Here's the thing. People that listen to you on the radio probably don't realize how bizarre and far off that is from, because the radio you and the public you, very different.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't talk.
Well, okay, here's the thing about me. I think the same things that I say on the radio, right. But unless I'm getting paid, I don't want to talk.
Boring.
Only thing I've ever heard Adam say to people in public is two words. Beat it. That's it. That's what you say to people.
Well, I don't just run up and yell, beat it.
No, if they come up to you, you say, beat it.
Yeah, that's when snot-nosed 16-year-olds go, are you as big a ass in person as you are on TV? Beat it.
Yeah. And she comes back, beat it.
Well, beat it.
Screw her. I said, beat it.
All right. Look,
I'm friendly. Yeah.
All right.
Friendly. Yeah.
All right. Let's. Drew won't stop talking to people at the airport.
I know.
I call them the little people. Drew knows them as individuals. I know them as a throng of little people.
And then, as you always coach, might make the mistake of actually caring what they have to say.
Yeah.
Well, that you find caring. Bizarre.
You read one bad review on Amazon.com, it ruins the whole trip. You pout the entire trip. You got to move on. Tough enough, buddy. Let's go. All right. Let's break it down.
Let's listen to a Donna song.
Got to get it on. We got to hear a Donna song. Which one did they say we needed to play?
Fall Behind Me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Right, Chris?
Yeah?
Yeah. All right.
This one is off of Gold Medal. It's called, it's called Fall Behind Me. Adonis, everyone. Nice, hard out. Yeah, that's radio. And believe me, I know radio. I tour the Southland looking for young, fresh talent in the frozen section of most supermarkets and then approaching them and commenting on it. All right, we will take ourselves a little break. Adonis have left the studio. Gold Medal, name of their CD. Papa Roach in here on Thursday, and we'll be right back. After this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Elocution, that's one of the words I use
For what?
Well, when I'm approaching young ladies
in the
market.
Oh, well, prepubescent females only.
Yes, you must project.
You and Thurston Howell.
How dare you? Yeah.
Love and then, me.
Yeah. And then when I'm looking for young radio talent, I say, repeat after me. Be hymen. They're like, be hymen? No. Be hymen. It's a noble word. Say it with pride.
God.
Be hymen? No. Be hymen. See what I'm saying, Drew?
I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's good times.
Aces, Mexican, Ranchero, Accordion, Countdown. Now repeat after me. You see, Drew?
Yes,
that's
what I do.
I
see. It's good.
All right,
nice.
I would love to crawl inside of people's heads once in a while and just find out what was going on. Adam talked to me in the supermarket, and then here's the other part. Here's the part I'm interested in. Very quick to let it go. All right. Well, maybe it was someone
what's
else.
Like, both of us were like, right. Adam spoke to you at the supermarket. What are you talking about?
But I'm just saying, if I had been living this for 8 years, I wouldn't have let it go. I would have been like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Now, hold on a second. I distinctly remember.
In spite of that, I appreciate what she did.
I
her backing down fast.
All right. Where are we going? We talk to Blaine. I don't like talking to guys named Blaine. Yeah. Blaine?
Yep.
You're 18?
How's it going?
What's up?
Love the show.
Thank you.
Love you, brother.
What's up, Blaine?
I have a neighbor who I've been basically best friends with for the last couple of years, and she and I know each other pretty well.
Hold on a second. Yeah. Already, I'm translating. I have this neighbor who I've been in love with for four years. Okay, go ahead.
You've been pining
for 4 years. Got mm-hmm. it.
Actually, not really. The funny thing is, I dated her friend for a couple of years before that, and. Got to know her through a friend.
Trying to get mm-hmm. at this girl. Mm-hmm. I dated her friend.
Basically, I didn't really start to really like her until noticed that I started to like her until like the last 8 months or so. And then I don't know. I just been contemplating it, and mm-hmm. I'd just like to know if you guys had any ideas on how to make her notice that maybe I'd like to make it more than a friendship.
Okay. Well. First, we should figure out whether you think she ever had those feelings for you, but you sort of ignored them or squelched them.
Why are you friends and not romantically involved
already?
Well,
she's a neighbor.
No, but I understand, but why didn't...
It happens.
All right.
We did hook up one time, and unfortunately for me, it was kind of in an awkward time for her. She had just broken up with one of her boyfriends, and me and her ended up hooking up, and... not sleeping together, just we met out or whatever,
How long ago?
She kind of freaked out. And
how long ago did that happen?
3-4 months.
4 months. And have you spoken to her since?
Oh yeah, we still talk every day.
She freaked out mid make out.
Yep, basically she got up out of my house and just left.
No, not a good sign, Blaine.
Yeah, I know. That doesn't mean she's been pining for you for a while.
No.
All right, now, here's the thing. As a guy, you can win people over.
Mm.
You know? And she already made out with you once, which suggests that she's not repulsed by you. It sort of depends where she's at.
He's squarely in Friendville.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... has had some physical contact.
Yeah, you're right. There's the door slightly open.
Was she
a
drunk?
Jar.
Yeah, was she drunk?
No.
No, okay. All right.
Why don't you ask her out? Quaaludes. Why don't you ask her out? Have an actual date. Declare your major.
She's going to freak out.
We go out on date-like situations all the time, but we always avoid declaring a date. I mean, we're basically like best friends.
No, you avoid declaring it. It's time for you to declare your major.
He doesn't want to know the answer. Where is she at with her dating? Is she seeing anybody?
Kind of. She's in between guys.
Uh-oh.
One of the guys that she likes is actually one of my friends. That's down in Tucson.
Is he an idiot?
And she's still kind of infatuated with her ex boyfriend. Mm-hmm. That she dated for about 6-7 months.
Let me talk to Drew.
Yeah. Maybe.
Taps. Here's the thing. He's in a little...
That's nice.
He's in a little over his head. She likes him some.
Yeah.
But she likes other guys too.
Bad guys.
And she's not necessarily bad guys. She's just a person who's, you know, once in a while you meet, here's what I'm saying. They're 18. How old is, who are we
18,
talking about?
18.
Yeah, they're 18-year-old guys that are sort of new, getting started, beginning their dating career.
Yeah.
And then there's 18-year-old women that are like KG veterans.
Right.
You know, they've been in the game for a while. Mm-hmm. I dated this guy. I'm seeing this guy. I'm seeing a couple of guys. Oh. There's this one guy we're going out with, but he's out of town.
Right, right.
There's an ex-boyfriend that still seems to be floating around. Game. I don't mind hooking up with a neighbor once in a while. They're able to date sort of casually. Mm-hmm. Now, that's usually a woman that's a little bit... something going on, chaotic. Yeah. They need somebody. Any port in a storm, they'll not be alone, and they need to feel good about
certainly aren't going
to
settle guys. Down with a nice guy.
They're not attracted to the guy that's going to treat them like a queen. Right. Not yet.
Not yet, right.
They gotta crap out a few kids. They gotta
just have a few bad relationships.
They're a black eye and a few stretch marks away from this.
So here's Blaine's move. Have somebody else as a girlfriend for a while. Keep your eye on this one, and when she's through getting through the mill, then you jump.
No, yeah. When she's all effed out 13 years from now, you can come in and pick up the pieces. Yeah, thanks, Drew.
All right.
No, look, Blaine, here's what you can do. You can go out with her and try to ratchet it up. You can ask her out and try, but if she's tentative about it, if it ain't happening,
don't push.
Then it's time to move on, and you can't hang out and be friends with her for a little while.
No, it's
you like her too much. Yeah. It's too painful.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You got to get on with your dating career.
That's right. Because this is the kind of chick, by the way, who will keep you in a holding pattern, and 5 years of your life will go by.
By the way,
you've already lost 3 or 4 years.
No problem doing that to you.
No, their whole thing is sort of everyone is a prospective client, and they're not going to let anyone go buy another house.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, they're not going to rent the house out to you, but if something happens to the current tenant and they need someone to come in for a couple of weeks, you'll be notified.
Yeah.
And it doesn't behoove them. There's really nothing in it for them to let you completely go, so they don't.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really care about you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying this is this girl per se, but there are people out there whose take is, why should I let anything go? What's in it for me to have a guy who likes me or have a girl who likes me ever be completely dissuaded from liking me and hook up with somebody else?
Right.
I may have some use for them at some point down the road. Yes?
Yes.
All right. Should we take a break, Drew?
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back after this. That's a show. I thank the Donnas, the Glorious Donnas, for
Glorious
coming in.
Glorious Donnas, yes.
Nice ladies. Cold Metal, name of the CD. Go out and get it if you haven't already. Papa Roach in here. Speaking of popping a chubby in here, Chris got a little steam off. I'm not sure if he's going to make it home, by the way.
No, it's a car one.
Yeah.
It's a car.
Oh, they got some Scotch Guard on the velour of that Ranger. All right. We'll take a little break. And so until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying... Mahalo.
I am on FM radio in a syndicated program known as Loveline. You have an exquisite voice. May I say that?
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.